Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Perkes, Mishneh and Mishneh Vav. And today's Mishnah are being learned Bischos, Esther Basra, Rachel, Shishi Bezachir, Avandra, Ziva, Kahagun, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing Dinam of Yerusha, Ha'aymer, if a man says, Ish Plain Ibn Bechar, Lo Yitol Pishnayim. This person who's my firstborn son, he does not get double my Yerusha. Or Ish Plain Ibn Lo Yerashim Echav, this man who's my son, he doesn't get Yerusha at all with his brothers. Lo Yamar Klum, the father said nothing. Shis Namashi Kasa B'Tayra. He tried to make a Tanai stipulation against what's written in the Torah. The Torah says Bechar gets double, and that a regular brother gets to inherit an equal portion along with all the other ones. The father can't say, not like that. On to another din, Hamachalik Nechasim L'Banav Al Piv. If a person distributes his Nechasim, his goods, his stuff that he has, to his sons, Al Piv, which means with his mouth. This is referring to a Shchiv Meira, a deathly ill person who can simply say, I want this to go to that person, and it automatically works. It's a special dispensation for a Shchiv Meira. And so his father is giving out all of his Nechasim. Ribal Echod Miet LaEchod. He gave more to one and less to another. V'Hishvel Enes HaBachar. Or he made the Bachar equal to the rest of them, meaning he basically took away the Bechar's double portion. Dvarv Kayamin, what he said is 100% valid because he's not trying to give it to them midin Yerusha, he's giving to them as a present, as a matana, and that he's allowed to do. However, Vim Amar Mishum Yerusha Lohem Reklom. If he said the reason why he's giving to them is because it's their Yerusha, he didn't say anything, because that's like the first part of the Mishnah, that he can't give a Yerusha in such a manner. He could give a present like this, but not a Yerusha. Now let's say, after he verbally said that this should go to that brother, and a different thing should go to a different brother, he wrote it down in a shtar, and Kasav Ben Betchila Ben Be'emtza Ben Basayif Mishum Matana Dvarv Kayamin. If somewhere along the shtar, in the beginning, middle, or end, he wrote that this is because of Matana, so it's valid. If he just said it's because of Yerusha, it's not valid, but if he used the Lashon of Matana somewhere along the way, it's valid. Another din, Ha'imer, let's say a person says, Ish Plani Yersheni, that person should inherit me. And this is Makam Sheish Bas, in a situation where he has a daughter. He doesn't have any sons, but he has a daughter, so technically his daughter should inherit him, but instead he says, I want a different guy to inherit me. Or he said, Bidi Tersheni, my daughter should inherit me, and this is Makam Sheish Ben. He has a son who really should be inheriting him first. Loyam Reklum, in both these situations, it's nothing, Sheish Tamashikaz B'Torah, because he's making a Tanai, he's trying to stipulate against that which is written in the Torah. We know that a daughter inherits before this other random guy, or a son inherits before a daughter, and so he can't say otherwise. However, Rabbi Yechim Reka argues and says, Im Amar Al Misha Hu Roy Lirusha, if the father had said this in regards to somebody who's able to Yarshin him, Dvarv Kayamin, so it's valid. For example, if he has a bunch of sons, and he picks out one of them and says, you get to Yarshin everything I have, so it's valid. And this is based off Josh and a Pasuk, it's only Val Misha Ain Roy Lirusha Ain Dvarv Kayamin. If he said this about somebody who's not able to inherit him, so then it's not valid. The Mishnah continues, HaKazav Is Nechasav L'Acherim V'Niyach Is Banav. If a person wrote over all of his Nechasim to somebody else, as we said, he could give a gift before he dies, and he did that, giving all of his stuff away to somebody else, totally ignoring his kids and leaving them to the side. Masha Asa Asoi, what he did, it was done. It's valid. He's able to do that. Aval Ein Racham Noichai Manu. The Chacham are not happy with him because he was just Mafkia Din Yerusha. We know that when a father dies, the Yerusha goes to his children. And yes, even though he found a legal loophole to be able to get it away from his children, it's not a good thing to do. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Emloi Hayu Banav Noigin Kashura, this man's children were not acting properly, they weren't going Bederach HaTorah Mitzvahs, Zachar LaTov. He should remember for the good. It's good that he didn't give his stuff over to his kids, but we do not pass it like that, and the Gemara actually tells us that Yerusha should always go to the children, even if they're not acting properly. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, Ha'aymer, if a man says, Zebani, this is my son, Neman, he's believed, and that means that when this man dies, this person will get part of the Yerusha. However, let's say a guy comes in and says, Ze Achi, this guy over here next to me, he's my brother. Einoi Neman, he's not believed. He can't force his other brothers to give a portion of their Yerusha to this new guy whom he's claiming is their brother. However, in regards to him himself, he's claiming this guy's their brother, so V'noitel Imen Bechelkai. This new guy on the block gets a chelek with his brother. For example, we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They inherited three fields from their father, and then Shimon walks in one day with a guy named Levi claiming, hey Reuven, Levi's our brother. So Reuven doesn't have to give any of his Yerusha to Levi, but Shimon, since he's claiming that Levi's his brother, he has to give part of his Yerusha to him. Now Mace, if Levi dies, Yachsru Nechasim L'Mkaiman, all of the Nechasim that he got from Shimon go back to him. Now Nafalai Nechasim Makamacher, let's say this new brother, Levi, got Nechasim from a different place. He got a Yerusha from a different relative of his from somewhere else. Yerushu Echav Imai, all of his brothers inherit with him. Because Reuven never proved that he's not his brother, and in this situation, we say that actually is considered a brother, and therefore, Levi's Nechasim would go to Shimon and Reuven. On to another din, going back to a Shchiv Meira, the deathly ill person, Misha Meis, a fellow dies, V'nimtzeis Daitki Kishural Yerechai, and a Daitki was found tied on his thigh. Now, a Daitki is a shtar of a Shchiv Meira. After a Shchiv Meira said, I want this person to get that field, he wrote it down in a shtar, and this shtar was found on his thigh. The reason why we're saying it was found on his thigh is because there's no way it could have been forged. Obviously, he wrote it, and he tied it there so that no one would find it. Nonetheless, Harezu Enei Kolum, it's nothing. We don't follow the shtar. Why is that? So we know, as we said before, that all Shchivim has to do is simply verbalize, I want that person to have this field. And that's automatically valid. Nothing needs to be written down. And from the fact that the Shchivim wrote it down in a shtar, he's showing that he doesn't want us to follow his words. He wants us to follow the shtar. And we know that ain shtar or ain matana acharmisa. We can't have a shtar or a matana be valid after a person dies. And therefore, tough luck on the guy who's written in the shtar. He doesn't get that field. Now let's say Zika Bala Acher. We have this Daitiki, the Shtar Veshchiv Meira, which was written before the guy died, and he actually was mezake it to somebody else. He gave it to somebody else. Let's say originally Veshchiv Meira said, I want Reuven to have field number one. And he wrote that down in a Shtar. Reuven gets field number one. And then he took that Shtar and gave it to Shimon. That's what Zika Bala Acher means. He was mezake this Shtar to somebody else. Bein min ha-yarshin, bein she'en min ha-yarshin. It doesn't make a difference if that somebody else is one of his Yarshim, or it's even not one of his Yarshim. Dvar v'kayomen, this is valid because he gave it before he died, so it's 100% okay. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.